Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Mark German.
Hello.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm good, my boy.
Lovely, lovely. Great to have you here.
Good to hear from you as well.
Now, according to scripture, Jesus was not simply just a good man. He was and is also fully God, as it is said. It is even possible. Is it even possible to wrap up our human minds around this mystery of holiness and humanness? And so I want to focus on the nature of Christ today. Now, Mark, what does the Apostle John say about Jesus' divinity?
In John chapter 1, verse number 3 and verse number 4, we see John telling us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him and through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, and the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, when we look at the Godhead, it is not the Father, and it is not the Holy Spirit who came and dwelt among us. And it is not the Father nor the Holy Spirit which took upon the flesh, but Jesus Christ. So in other words, the Bible simply is trying to tell us through John that Jesus was not just human, but also God. So it is a mystery that we'll study in the study to times and times, understanding that Jesus did not just come as a human being, but He came as God as well. So He was 100% human, 100% God, two natures in one man. And in extension to that thought, we see in Hebrews, Jesus Himself in John chapter number 14, verse number 7 and 9. This is the time when Jesus was nearing the crucifixion, and He wanted to encourage the disciples to say, okay, I'll go, but I'll have to come back to claim you as mine and to take you where I am, as we read in the first verses of John chapter number 14. And so in verse number 7 and 9, it says, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. He who has seen me has seen the Father also. In other words, Jesus was the true depiction of the Father. Jesus was the revelation of who God is in character. He who had seen Christ had seen God also. You remember one of the disciples asking, you show us the Father. It should be Philip in verse number 7 of John chapter number 14. He says, show us the Father and it sufficeth us. And Jesus said, have I long been with you and you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How come you say, show us the Father? In other words, Jesus was a revelation. He was the picture of the Father in a character. He who had seen Him had seen the Father also. There was no difference. And up to this day, we should be convinced that who Jesus is, and that's God as well. And the evidence of that is also seen in chapter number 10 of the same book, John, verse number 30, where Jesus told the Jews, say, I and my Father are one. So they got angered. They took stones to stone Him. And Jesus said, why are you stoning me? For the good work that I've done, or you have another reason? So we are not stoning you for the good work that you've done, but because you being human takes the position that belongs to God alone. Little did they understand that God, Jesus, was 100% human and one was 100% God. Full human and full divine in one person. Two natures in one man.
Now, what claim did Jesus make Himself about His divinity? Did He claim to be God?
Yes, He did. He did claim that He was God, and we cannot run away from that thought. You know, there are a number of verses in the Bible where we see Jesus forgiving people. We see Jesus calling himself God, in a sense that he said, I and my Father are one. To say means I am God. And to extend this simply, I always love to say, when we study the nature of sin, the penalty for sin demanded someone who was equal to God so that mankind can be saved. There was nobody in the course of glory in heaven, and there is none in other universe, in other planets, including this earth, whose sacrifice would fully pay the penalty for sin. Somebody had to come. Somebody who was to come had to be equal with God, had to be stronger than sin, had to be sinless, and also had to be equal with God. And that one qualifies Jesus to be God. So he is fully God. And one of the most interesting passages we find in this lesson that sparks a controversy between Christians as well as among Christians as well as between other religions and Christianity is Hebrews chapter number 1, where we see a conversation between Christ and the Father. And the Bible in the first 7 verses says, God, who at sundry times spake in past unto the fathers by prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom also he has made the heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the upholding all things by the in the beginning. In other words, this is the Father calling Jesus God. And if the Father calls Jesus God, who am I to argue? Who are we to argue that Jesus was fully God? He was God and he will still remain God as well as human. So in heaven, up to this hour, we have somebody who was teenagers. He's 100% human and 100% divine.
All right. Now, how did his life on earth reveal God the Father to us as humanity?
To understand that Jesus did some other things like a human, some other things like God. For example, by forgiving those who had sinned, Jesus was expressing himself as God, number one. By calling himself God, in a sense that he stated in John 10:30, I and my Father are one, Jesus was referring himself to the world that I am fully God. But above all those claims, the first and foremost where Jesus revealed himself as God was through, number one, the character he displayed in his daily life. By living a sinless life, he was showing that God is sinless, and you who are created in his image can take up that character. But by sacrificing his life on the cross, he revealed the love of God to the entire universe.
All right, and about his life, Christ, why is it important that we come to know Christ and his Father?
All right, it is important to know, to understand who God is, who Jesus is. They are one. They just have different roles, but they are one with one purpose. That's why in John chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, all things were created by him and through him. In other words, the credit we give to God, he created the entire universe. But the one who did the work of creation was Jesus himself. Like you again, Drew, I understand you have some roads under construction at the moment. At the end of the day, you praise your president, Ramaphosa, saying he constructed these roads. But the truth is, he did not drive the excavator to construct those roads. He just directed, he just signed it. So understanding that these work together with one purpose, the Father and the Son, will help us understand and accept that Jesus indeed is truly God. And because he is truly God, we can also accept the salvation he has freely given us through the cross. Because the moment we deny Christ to be God, then we have to also accept the fact that he is not able to save us. Because only God, only someone who is equal to God or someone who is God can save humanity from sin. So we needed to fully understand who God is, who Jesus is, what are their roles, and with what purpose they work hand in hand.
All right. I must thank you so much for coming through. Blessings to you. And, of course, we're going to be catching you tomorrow at the same time and same place. Thank you so much for coming through today.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.